question is Carlene, Carline, Charlotte, Charlotte, 9/17/52. This is a 70-year-old woman, lives with her son. She suffers from myasthenia gravis. She used to work in the mailroom and clean houses. She's widowed, has one son, has three children, one died. Period. Patient has she's allergic to sulfur. She's had thymectomy related to her myasthenia gravis, ulcer surgery, and biopsy of her breast times 8. Patient has review of system, has had weight loss related to her depression, anxiety, and loss of her son. She also has issues regarding shortness of breath related to her myasthenia gravis, period. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. Patient's COVID, flu, and herpes zoster test immunizations are up to date. Review of system, she's alert, she's awake, she's not using oxygen. Her O2 saturation is 98% on room air. She has had weight loss related to myasthenia gravis and other issues that was mentioned above. Other medical issues include bladder spasm, hyperlipidemia, DJD, gastroesophageal reflux, coronary artery disease. Medications, oxybutin, 5 milligram BID, atorvastatin, 20 milligram a day, Mobic, 15 milligram a day, Protonix, 40 milligram a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, Bentil, 20 milligram PRN, and PYRIDOSTIGIME, 60 milligram 5 times a day for myasthenia gravis. Family history, dad was killed, mom is still living. O2 sat 98%, pulse is 96, blood pressure 130 over 70, a febrile, heart pulse, swollen pulse, restricted lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen soft, next row JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. Patient does have muscle wasting and appears to be quite thin. Assessment. 71-year-old woman with history of myasthenia gravis. Patient's shortness of breath appears to be related to the myasthenia gravis. Patient may have mild COPD, but she has no tachycardia. Her O2 saturation is stable without usage of oxygen. She's had some weight loss related to trauma and her current illness, period. Patient does not drive, lives with her son as the provider that cares about her and does most of the cooking and cleaning around the house. Period. She currently has no further needs for palliative or hospice or palliative care at this time. Thank you.